It's time for Celebrating Life's Journey with Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center in Windham, Jackson, and Lakefield. Each week, we'll talk with Joel Lacan and his staff about services they offer, memorials, and planning tools available to honor your loved ones.
Welcome to Celebrating Life's Journey, brought to you by the Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center. I'm grateful to be joined once again by Diana Madsen. Last week, Diana helped us navigate an insightful and meaningful discussion on cremation, what it is, why families choose it, and how the process has evolved over time. Today, we continue that conversation as we explore the many ways cremated remains can be memorialized. From timeless traditions to deeply personal and creative options, we'll look at how families can honor a loved one's life with intention, beauty, and care. Diana, thank you for being here to guide us through this important part of the journey.
Well, there's several ways. Again, the corpse can be placed on the mantle as, you know, a decorative piece or a memorial piece in your home. But there's a variety of things you can do as keepsakes as well. Parting stones is one of the options where the cremated remains can be solidified. We have a variety of jewelry options where you can keep a portion of those cremated remains within the jewelry. Keep that close to your heart, you know, on your wrist or wherever. Apparently, they can be made into gems. And so there's a variety of things that can be done with those cremated remains to memorialize the individual. So parting stones is a relatively new feature that we've begun to offer. And parting stones are a way to transform the cremated remains of someone who's been cremated into a physical stone that can be cherished over time. So what happens is when someone has been cremated and people choose not to bury their loved one, oftentimes they're going to take them home and keep them in an urn on the mantle or in some other prominent location. But parting stones is an opportunity for you to instead take those cremated remains, send them off to be solidified into small stones. And depending on the amount of cremated remains that are available depends on how many stones you get, but typically they say anywhere from 30 to 50 small stones will be created from the average person's cremated remains. And so what's neat about the parting stones is that it's something that you can always keep a little piece of your loved one with you. You can have a stone in your pocket, in your front shirt pocket. You can perhaps take a stone or two along with you to some travel destination that you enjoyed together. You can share those parting stones with children and grandchildren so that everybody has a little memory or memorabilia piece of the loved one that's passed. And they're just beautiful. They're typically pastel-y, mostly white in color, but they can be different colors. Sometimes greenish tones, sometimes a little more brownish tones, but they're just very beautiful, subtle, very smooth stones. And it's really a neat way to consider memorializing your loved one.
And you also offer jewelry.
We do. We have keepsake jewelry in a variety of forms. We have jewelry that is compatible to store a very small amount of cremated remains. So those might be lockets. It could be bracelets, necklaces, anything like that. And they come in various metals. You can get anything from sterling silver to 14 karat gold, white gold, rose gold. There's a lot of different options that you can choose from. But we also have fingerprint jewelry as well. That actually is a little bit more universal because everybody has a fingerprint. Not everybody will be cremated. But with the fingerprint jewelry, we take the fingerprints of the deceased person and they are put into database, and that exact fingerprint is then connected to the jewelry pieces that you choose. And so you'll see the imprint of your loved one in perhaps a ring or, again, necklaces. There's also other keepsakes like dog tags or keychains. There's just a variety of different memorabilia pieces that can have those imprints added to them. And again, it's another connection to your loved one that you can be reminded of daily. A lot of those pieces allow for inscriptions, so you can add a personalized inscription to the inside of your ring or to the back of a necklace, you know, pendant of some sort. And so it just, again, gives people the comfort as feeling as though their loved one is near.
How do you find all the different options that you offer?
Well, if you're interested in that, we want to make sure that we've captured the fingerprints, and then we've got a link to a site that we utilize, very reputable, and we've been very satisfied in their service and quality of their products. And so we can get you a link to a webpage that will direct you to that. And then oftentimes there's different sales and discounts that they offer, so we try to post that through our Facebook page and, you know, allow people to take advantage of those at various times. The holidays are a great time that people really begin to think about, oh, wouldn't that be a nice gift to give someone grandma's fingerprint on a necklace or something like that. So it's a great time to think about how to incorporate those personal moments into gift giving.
To learn more about today's topic, reach out to Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center at 507-831-1526, online at lacanfuneralhome.com, and on Facebook. Join us next week for Celebrating Life's Journey with the Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center.